Oh, and there I am. Hey. So we are extremely late today with the Bispark Show. I'm your host, Douglas Kretz, and I'm back. I am late getting back from the airport. My flight was delayed, and then there was an accident on 101, and then there was another accident on El Camino Real, and something to do with a UPS truck. So I will get into that story later, but we have a very special show today. We have two young gentlemen, Oscar Benivar from founder of Urban Text, and a two-time graduate from Urban Text, Jesus Vargas, right? And he's the he's one of the co-founders of a group called Minimal, and they've created something called South LA Runs. And we will get into that in a second, but I need to do my ethical thing and tell people that I am the social strategist for a program called Microsoft BizSpark. And Microsoft BizSpark is basically a no-cost software program that runs for 3 years for anybody who has a startup that is making less than $1 million in revenue, who doesn't have one of those, that is basically pre-funded, that is building cloud software or building software for the cloud, mobile apps, and we allow any developers or founders in that program to do that on any platform they wish, with any languages they wish, coding languages, and for any software system they wish. So if you're out there sitting at your keyboard watching this, or you're listening to it later on a podcast or an archive, if you're building a business or building something for the cloud or building something for our consumers, every consumer out there, check out the Microsoft BizSpark program. It's microsoft.com/BizSpark or just BizSpark.com. It'll get you here. But we're not here to talk about BizSpark so much because, well, I do that every day. We're here to talk about this young man, Jesus, and you're your mentor and also spirit guide through the world of technology, Oscar Menivar. I don't want to put words in your mouth about this great program, but Urban Text is basically what, like a two-year pro? So far, it's 2 years old or less than, or more than that?
It's less than 3 years old.
Less than 3 years old. Yes. And it basically takes young men from the 9th district of L.A. or somewhere
just
around
from
there?
From the inner city.
Just from inner city
from
of
inner
L.A.
Cities, yeah. Inner city of L.A.
And what do they do? What happens in this program?
First of all, thank you for calling me young.
You look young. You can,
I appreciate
you pass that. For it, at least. You kind of look the same age. No,
no. Yeah, so Urban Teens Exploring Technology. So really what we do is we take inner city young men who don't have the opportunity to do tech startups, mm-hmm. or who have never been exposed to tech startups, and we inspire them to become technology entrepreneurs. So they go through a 15-week program in the summer, mm-hmm. But in reality the program is a year-long program.
Okay.
And after the 15-week program, they have developed their products. They've learned how to do project management, product development, coding, all that fun stuff. Then they launch their products in the fall. So okay. Jesus happens to be one of those.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And there's so much more to you than just this Urban Text program. But yeah, I have to say before you start introducing yourself and letting us get to know you, that I was so extremely impressed with him, mm-hmm. and all of the 29 other guys that were up there when I went to your demo day in L.A. this past weekend. I mean, every single person who stood up there, you know, it wasn't like a typical demo day,
no.
right? It was for those people who didn't see this, who are out there and haven't heard of this before. Basically, there's like families and I think, you know, investor type of people and city council, former mayor, Richard Reardon was there.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these people, a lot of community people in the space. But what really struck me was that kids like Jesus, I think you're at 17 or 16?
17.
Are talking about, they're not just talking about the product. They're talking about, well, this is what I learned to do the product, and we had this struggle, and we solved this problem. And I don't normally hear that in a demo day. Why don't you tell us basically about your product, who you are, how you got into this, because this is your second time.
Correct.
That's a lot of stuff on your plate. But
yeah.
Why don't you first talk about the app that you helped build with your teammates for this demo day that came up?
Yeah, so the app that we built, we built a web app in which we display running routes within South Los Angeles. And the reason why we only went after South Los Angeles is because we looked at other big websites such as Nike themselves, and mm-hmm. all of the running routes that they're providing in L.A. are in the west side of L.A.
Yeah.
So, you know, that leaves the South LA community without running routes, essentially. So one of my group members, Christian, he actually came up with the idea, and I'm like, wait, this is way too simple, though. Like, there's plenty of sites that provide running routes, so how are we going to do this? So we decided to package it as a running theme park. And the way I look at it, you know, when you step foot inside a theme park, there's attractions everywhere. Everything could be identified through a logo, name, colors. And I'm like, we got to grab that and incorporate that into this running website. So all of our routes could easily be identified through the logo, the name, the colors. So that way we try to make it interactive both online and offline.
Yeah. So now that we've got the app out of the way, let's get into the most important stuff. So who are you exactly? Let's talk about Jesus Vargas.
Once again, my name is Jesus Vargas. I'm 17 years old. I attend USC Mass High School. Second year at Urban Text. I'm going to be a student body president this upcoming senior year. This is my second website that I create through Urban Text, second product.
What was the first one?
The first one was UPolitik, and that was a website in which we allowed high school students to vote in mock elections.
That's nice. Yeah. So how did you find this Urban Text program, or did Urban Text find you? Like, how did this work out?
Essentially, Urban Text found me. I went into my freshman year of high school really not knowing what to do. You know, it's that transition year. You don't know what to do. My GPA wasn't where it was supposed to be, and my counselor comes up to me and says, hey, here's this great program. So at the time, I had never been part of an actual after-school program before. I had never done that before, so I was hesitant to even return the application. But it turns out it was the best decision I made till this day. I turn in the application, and before I know it, you know, I'm surrounded by other kids that I would have never known even existed.
Yeah.
But they're just as smart, just as talented, and everybody, you know, has this hunger for for success and technology.
Well, there's two things, and there's two things I want to come back to with that. But you, Oscar, where are you finding these kids? Like, it's not just his high school where you're finding them. Give me a sense of, you know, who's the population, where are they coming from?
So really the kids, you know, that we find are kids who are either from Watts, Compton and Inglewood. So those are that's the population. So very low income communities. Communities are really in need of something different, something that is going to inspire them to do successful things. So this community is really a community where the kids don't get access to this. For example, there's one school that I know of in Inglewood that still has computers from 1980.
Yeah.
So the big floppy disk still have that. So this is the kind of community that we have. Or there's a lot of the schools that we're kind of recruiting at, our schools are still teaching how to type. Right? So we go into a lot of schools and they say, oh, do you teach them how to type? Do you teach them Excel? And we do that through building a company. Right, we do that through building a startup for them.
So you build it. Wait, so you help them frame what it is to do a startup, and then help them try to come up with ideas that they can incorporate into real businesses.
Yes. So the first couple of 3 weeks is all team building. So you do nothing but getting along with each other. The following weeks, we're bringing different speakers. We're business mentors, developers, product managers, and project managers to teach them the basics of what it is to put together a team, right? And then from there, they go through the ideation process, and they decide on their ideas. They decide on what problem in their community they're going to solve, whether it is their immediate community or community as a whole, however they decide to identify and define community.
Did you think that something like this existed outside of school? I mean, I'm assuming you went to school, and I used to teach school, teaching education. What was going to school like, and how would you compare that to this kind of program, or at least the feeling that you get doing this kind of thing?
Yeah, so, you know, I go to USC Mass High School right across the street from USC. I go into my freshman year of high school, I'll go back to that once again, and that year I believe I took keyboarding, which is exactly what Oscar just mentioned, a keyboarding course.
Yeah.
You know, so we're in here and the teacher, you know, okay, go through your lesson, and in about a week she gets a timer out, just get to typing, and we'll see who, you know, finishes this package, you know.
Yeah.
And that's basically all we were doing with computers. So I never knew that, like, hey, you know, if you sit down, learn some code, input that into the computer, something will come out.
Something will come out.
Something, yeah. So you will create something. So the way Urban Text differentiates from that is, you know, at school they give you things to do. Like, this is exactly like the way my teacher told me. She said, this is what you're going to do, and I will test you
to see if
on
you did
this
it.
Date. Yeah. Exactly. That's it. Then at Urban Text, you know, you go in, you go through the whole team building activities, which are incredibly hard activities. You know, they sound you hear activities and, hey, let's have fun, but they get tough along the way. Definitely. Yeah. You know, this year we had a kid who actually, you know, cried at the end of one activity because it was that hard on him.
But when you're talking about it being hard, I mean, what are you talking about? Are you talking about having to confront really difficult problems, or are we just talking about having to deal with other people's emotions, which can be non-trivial, actually, right? I mean, what was hard?
Well, let me rephrase that real quick, because at Urban Techs we say that nothing is hard, just a lot of work. Uh-huh.
Some learning is going on.
Yes, yeah. Just a lot of work. I'm sorry for that. But, you know, we all come from very similar backgrounds. So we come from with that school mentality.
Yeah.
So we come in and everybody at the beginning says, this is hard, this is hard. Mm-hmm. So they come in with that mentality. And once you leave, that's when you say it's not hard, it's just a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that these activities are hard on certain individuals, because it's something that they haven't been exposed to.
Yeah.
It's something that you're just not used to. You know, you're taken out of your comfort zone and you're exposed, essentially.
It's funny because I remember something that you had said to me at this demo day, which is that when you started teaching, you couldn't teach an HTML5 course.
Mm-mm.
So what's that like as a teacher? You come in, you're going to be like, I'm going to smash some windows, I'm going to do some smash the glass, and let's what's going on?
What happens is that we have a set of rules in most schools, right? There's certain curriculum that you have to meet, whether it is learn how to type a paper and learn how to write a three-page essay. So in order to do that, you know, you're expected to learn how to do keyboarding or do Word. But we don't go through the process of how do we come up with the idea, what is the problem that you're thinking about, what's really your emotions putting into this paper, right? Or something that you're going to develop and create, feel proud of. So for us, it's more about giving them the resources and the tools so they can innovate and create something that they haven't created before, and something that they can go brag to their friends about and feel proud of. So through this process, the students are actually going through a process that it's encouraging them to speak up, have conversations like the one we're having right now, be able to be argue in a professional manner so they can express whether they agree in an idea or they disagree in an idea.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we hope for them to do.
Well, it's really about, you know, and I've always imagined that school basically is a, just like the world, really, and I think the school is sort of like just a framework for understanding how you're influencing the world. School is basically supposed to be a place that you do push the boundaries away from. Mm-hmm. Like, you do sort of like, okay, they're going to give me a kind of rubric and a kind of framework to work with, but my job is to interpret that world that they're giving me and see how I can push it. It's very much like The Matrix, right? I mean, you came in kind of like an entrepreneur. You were like, look, I think it's good that we got to make sure, you know, these kids are doing this, this, and this, but you wanted them to have this sense of being able to create their own world, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, and again, going back to that same experience, was I wanted to make sure that I had already been consulting for different communities, so different schools. I was an IT consultant, integrating technology into the classroom. That's what I did. So I saw other kids in other communities who were creating something or who were, you know, conveying the information as, you could be the next CEO of a company, or you can be the next, leader of our country, right? Well, in the inner city, we don't get that a lot.
Yeah.
So when I came in, I said, can I teach HTML so we can figure out how to build a website so they can express their opinions.
Yeah.
I was told, well, these kids can't do that yet.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that skill set. And I think that that's where we...
Which is kind of weird, because you could kind of teach them that,
Yeah, we can teach them that. And, you know, the stereotype is that they don't have the critical thinking skills, so they don't have the capacity to do it. So I think that if we start looking at it from a perspective where we're going to help them push the boundary...
Yeah.
Maybe even something they don't know, but we can teach them those research skills so they can find information, and then they can start building upon their knowledge.
What did you actually pick up in these two courses that you went through with Urban Text, or these two cycles of Urban Text? Many of the people that I heard up there were saying things like, yeah, I learned how to do Python, or I learned how to do PHP or something, or I learned how to do Ruby on Rails, or they were saying that over the course of the summer, they just picked up coding languages. Were you one of those kinds of teenagers?
Not at first. Not at first. Actually, I just began developing this last summer. The first time I went into Urban Techs, coding honestly intimidated me, you know, and maybe that's because whenever we refer to code, you know, it's used, you know, to unlock something. So that means code is meant to be difficult, right?
Yeah.
So that's the connotation it carries. So when you hear code, it's like, I'm going to step away from
it's
that.
It's like a secret thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, let's leave that for those guys. But little did I know that I could become one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time around at Urban Techs, I literally did not touch any code. You know, I had my team together. I had a developer, I had a graphic designer, and I was a project manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just essentially the one bringing the team together, and we got the task done. Unfortunately, we won.
Yeah.
But Oscar was telling me, you know, you can't just be... In order for you to better communicate with your developer, you have to know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's essential when you're a project manager, because sometimes my developer would say, you know what, I can't have that done in this deadline.
and as the project manager...
At that point, since I didn't know any code, I have to believe him. I have no other choice. I have no choice. You know, I got to go off of what he says.
Yeah. Well, play that movie in your head for me. Like, that moment when you had to start doing what your developer was doing. What was? Can you take me back to that moment when you felt like you were trying that for the first time?
Well, I'll go back to what I said at demo day when you were there, that we lost a team member, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm a very competitive person. I always like to come out on top, which is something that Urban Techs has definitely helped me out with. So when we lost that team member, I said, you know, I'm going to have to push myself to a place in which I haven't pushed myself before.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that that was coding. That was taking on coding. I had to do it because I had a developer, and the guy who left is my assistant developer. So there's no way this guy is going to create this whole idea on his own.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, I have to do it. There's no other way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially, you know, with websites such as Codecademy, which is an amazing website to learn how to code.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, and some of the speakers that we had come in at Urban Techs, you know, gave amazing lessons, and they're available even after that one day in which they speak. You know, they say, reach out to me on Twitter. Here's my email. Here's my number.
No kidding.
And so whenever you need help, hey, you have someone there to help you.
So this program actually is like also teaching them to kind of surf the web as well and kind of make those networking relationships to sort of create that kind of power structure for yourself where you're like, hey, I need something done. Who can I turn to leverage that relationship to get something done?
Exactly.
Let me just ask. So was that also uncomfortable? Were you kind of like, oh, I don't want to invade this guy's privacy, or, you know, like I hate to seem silly asking this guy who's really good at coding. What was that like? I mean, what was the first time you did that?
I just laugh because Oscar says I'm a natural when it comes to networking.
Well, you definitely have the demeanor of a networker, which is like, no, seriously, if you listen really carefully to some of the things you say,
okay,
it's like you did not have to think twice about saying, wow, I lost an assistant developer, basically. Like, you're already like, you have firmly established yourself as I'm the decision maker. And that's what networkers are. There's like, I have a decision. I made a decision. I need to talk to this person and get this thing done. So, but was it not natural? Are you telling me that was a little bit?
No, I mean, to be honest, I'm fairly comfortable when it comes to socializing with people, especially when it's for the right reasons. Like, you know, I'm a person, I don't really like to waste time. So if I see that I'm talking to someone and, you know, we're really not going to help each other, I got to move on.
Wow, businessman.
I know.
It's good. All right.
Yeah. So.
But did that help you accelerate this project? I mean, you lost a member. You had to step up as kind of the assistant code guy, the developer. How did that influence the shape of the team or the way the team worked, and then how fast you were working?
Oh, it had a major influence because it's something that not everyone is able, especially the teams that we had, not everyone gets it that first time. It doesn't click. Like, they don't realize the value of networking.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something that definitely helped me progress because, you know, when I ran into a problem, I say, hey, didn't I meet this project manager in March back when I was with Oscar? Yes, I have his email. Let's go and ask a question. Hey, how do I bring a team together? Yeah. He gives me advice, and this is someone who's been doing it for years, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it definitely gave us the upper hand there because we're getting advice from people, not only from Oscar and the other staff, but from people who have been doing it in the professional work field for years.
Yeah. What do you think education starts to look like if you start having, I would hope that you hope to have major influence in how kids learn technology or computing and coding. What do you hope some of this kind of project management skills and team building will do to the actual classroom in which you're taking these kids from?
Yes. So, you know, the big dream, I would say, or the vision is really so schools can see what these kids are capable of doing.
Yeah.
And taking that curriculum and putting it into the classrooms. Because once you give them freedoms to be creative, once you give them the freedoms to have access to different networks as yeah. well, and access to maybe different tools, then they're able to take learning on their own.
Yeah.
So now they're taking learning for themselves. It's learning how to learn instead of me as a teacher or me as a coach telling them what to learn. So mm-hmm. now I'm not structuring that area. I'm structuring an area where they're collaborating with each other. We're structuring an environment where they're asking each other for help.
Yeah.
Which what we find is that a lot of the teams that we're working with right now don't like to ask for help.
Yeah.
And it's a big component of me learning, right? So if I want to learn more, I want to ask for help. And not only ask for help, but I'm also willing to share what I've learned with others.
Yeah.
So what I love about what they go through is the fact that they have learned that if I learn some new knowledge, I can go and tell my other friend about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we can both grow. So I hope that education takes that and integrates it, so it'll be a collaborative environment and not just
yeah.
here goes a book.
Here's the rote yeah. learning thing. Do you think that this has shaped... Jesus, do you think this has shaped some of your thinking on what a product also needs to do for your consumer or for the people? Because I want to bring it back to what you guys were saying in Demo Day. You really had a very savvy marketing pitch when you said, you know, I mean, you really spoke to the crowd
yeah.
and you said, well, you know, the thing about Nike is that they only build maps for West LA
yeah.
and everybody in the crowd was like, oh, Nike, you know, you had completely hooked everybody into wanting to know about that product. And I'm just wondering if you were learning, if that's something innate to you, or if you think you're learning something from this program that's teaching you how a product sort of formulates itself in the consumer's mind.
Yeah, so when being part of Urban Techs, it's not only coding, it's not only you know, the design aspect to it, but you got to mm-hmm. learn the marketing skills to it.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, I mean, before we actually begin to develop the product, there's lots of research that goes into it. So we looked at Nike themselves,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we realized they're only providing routes on the west side of LA. So the way you know, we got to let the consumers know that, hey, these other companies, you know, they don't necessarily not care about you, but they essentially have priorities,
mm-hmm.
but now you're our priority, right?
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah. So,
because I was going to put it in another way, basically, what do you think your product does for the community?
Well, first and foremost, something that we learned is that, you know, you have a vitamin and you have aspirin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So vitamin is something that will enhance performance, but you don't necessarily need it. An aspirin, mm-hmm. something that's vital, right? So at this point, you know, we did a lot of research on the South LA community itself, and we realized most of these people are living in low income housing. So chances are they don't have money to go to the gym. They maybe internet access is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is create these routes around their neighborhood in order for them, you know, to just make their own backyard their own running routes and
mm-hmm.
not feel like they don't have options. We yeah. got to provide those options for them.
I got it. So does he have that right? Is it the aspirin that's not essential or the vitamin that's not essential?
I think.
What's the saying? Because I've heard this before.
Vitamin.
Is the central one.
Yeah, vitamin.
Yeah, so you're trying to give vitamins to your consumers, not aspirin. So
right.
the aspirin is the palliative, which is just like, hey, forget about your pain. It's also the other way they say it is treat the disease, don't treat the symptom, right? It's like give somebody some, or teach a man to fish
right? Yep.
And he will eat forever, and
mm-hmm.
give
okay.
a man a fish, he'll eat for one day,
right.
basically. It sounds like what Urban Techs is trying to create is what I think is essential in all tech companies, which is you're trying to build something that is, it leaves a legacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also
yeah.
helps the greatest number of people do the greatest possible things that they can do. And
right.
I think that there's some visionary stuff in there, which I don't think maybe you're not getting in the, you know, it's one thing, I guess, as a teacher, I say, as a former teacher, I say, it's one thing to kind of look at a book and imagine how someone else is living and try to take that as inspiration. It's another thing to kind of construct your own book, basically, and say, this is my story, and this is a story for all y'all to share in, because it's something I'm made for myself and made for you. That's that's really kind of a powerful thing. Where do you think this goes from here? I mean, you're in the third year?
Yeah, third year.
So what's next for Urban Text?
So what's next, it's, you know, we've learned that we have a lot of talent, right, in these communities. We learned that that talent has not been tapped into. So how do we get that talent all together and create the brightest kids, give them a chance to be able to excel at this type of environment? And we know that this is going to be the environment that's going to allow them to be successful in companies like Microsoft, companies, you know, the other companies that exist out there in the tech world. Where do we go from here? We really want to go into really become a model for the nation. You know, there's 1.3 million jobs that exist that are not being covered in technology that we can help fulfill in the future. So can we take this to New York? Can we take this to Texas? And definitely we have other universities who have been interested in asking us, can you come over here and show us how this model works? But for us, is let's start with LA. Let's start seeing how do we change LA first. How do we make sure this model helps schools in LA? We spread out through the entire LA, bring the brightest and best kids that we can find that are eager to do this, and put them into an environment that they're going to accelerate. They're going to collaborate and learn as much as they can, and then we go ahead and express it to everybody else, right? Okay. So that's what we're hoping to do.
So what kind of partners or help are you looking for in the community at large, sort of larger audience, to help these students?
Well, we're definitely going to be, you know, first and foremost, sending a crowdfunding. We're going to be, we want to raise
on Kickstarter or something?
Razoo.
Okay, what's it called?
Razoo.
How do
you? So it's a Kickstarter, R-A-Z-Z. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So we're definitely going to do a Kickstarter kind of campaign and hoping to raise over $100,000. So right now our team is really a team of volunteers. So we want to make sure that we scale this up to a different level. And then from there, we also want to have internships. Like Jesus, for example, next year, he's going to be a senior. That summer, if he's senior before he goes to college, I would love for him to do an internship at a tech startup or a tech company where he's going to be able to get that hands-on experience to decide, do I want to do this for the rest of my life or do I want to choose a different path?
Yeah.
And what the path, what that means, right? So right now, Jesus is also a journalist for Annenberg as well.
Oh, nice.
So he blogs for them.
That's great. So what do you see yourself doing in the next 2 years?
Well, first and foremost, definitely giving back to the upcoming members of Urban Techs, because I've told Oscar thank you many times. I always say thank you, and what his response is, you can thank me by giving back. And so I think that's a mentality has essentially been engraved not only in myself but in all the other texters, that we have to give back because we have an alumni who's at Stanford now.
Yeah.
And what do you know? He came back. He came back last year, and he was here this summer. So that's my goal, to, you know, go to be part of next year's summer class, not as an actual essential student, would I say? Yeah. But more as of a mentor for the kids.
And we got to give people some context out there too, because the figure that I heard in this demo day was that 55%, maybe more, of the students that are going to the schools, or if they're from that area, I'm not sure how you define that.
Yeah, so 55% of our students, of young men in South LA, in interesting communities, drop out.
They drop out.
Yeah, and then 70% of those end up either in jail, unemployed, and what have you. And I think people got to understand that for us is, let's tackle that issue first, because it's not just a issue of achievement gap, but it's also an issue of we're losing our young men. As we hear stories, we're using our young men to the jails and unemployment, really.
Yeah. And let me ask you this other question that I was thinking about, though. As someone who is working within the education system, do you get any kind of pressure from teachers or from teacher groups who feel like you're bringing in some kind of like a corporate mentality to education, or and how do you deal with that if you do, or is this a kind of pretty well supported community organization?
So let me back up a little bit.
I
think part of it is we purposely don't do it at an institution, so we don't do it at a high school. Okay. We bring it to a university. I think that's one part that helps us out.
Yeah.
And the environment, we do that. We decided to do that because, yes, we do get a little pushback, right, from institutions that say, well, you're taking the cream of the crop. Well, my response to that is, why not? Right? Why not take the best students that we can find, help them be in this environment,
and give back to the community.
Yeah. But not only that, but raise the bar for all the other students in this type of communities, yeah. right? Because now we have kids in the eighth grade coming to Jesus and saying, I want to be like you. Hmm. They're not saying I want to be like a rap star. I say I want to be like you. You're like, Jesus is their role model.
Yeah.
Not a rap star, right? Jesus is the guy who won twice, the guy who's developed a small company, is the role model. So they want to be like him. So we do get pushed back, but you know, for us, it's more of a, it's okay for now, because that pushback is going to help us become better, and kids are going to want to join us. Last year, we had 40 applications of kids wanting to get into our program. This year, we had 150 applications.
That's great.
So we know that it's working.
And is this free of cost for any students who want to do this? And you're only choosing how many for each class now?
30 students.
30 students. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we got to round up our interview pretty soon, and again, I've been impressed with Jesus every time I've seen him. You're articulate. I mean, you've got a great business sense. You got a sense of like team building, and looks like you've got the charisma to kind of lead teams. If somebody out there wants to connect with these kids, you know, through your organization, what's the best way for them, if they're developers or investors or whatever, what's the best way for them to talk to you?
The best way is info@urbantxt.com.
Okay.
Or on Twitter @UrbanText.
UrbanText. Okay, cool. What are you building next? Do you have any secret? Any secrets you want to give away? You're already plotting your next year's coup, or?
Wow. As of now, I'm compiling that list of the schools I'm actually going to be applying. I'm going to be a senior. So
what's on top? Where do you want to go?
Penn.
In Philadelphia.
Philly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. What else is in the list?
Michigan.
Because you went to you're doing the Annenberg thing.
Yeah, and at Stanford, Syracuse, I'm looking into as well. And
I went to Syracuse.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right. Yeah, I went to Syracuse, and I sit on a committee that actually works with people who want to get working in tech and media. So
okay.
And I also went to the University of Hong Kong for journalism. So
awesome.
Never forget that you could also go overseas for school.
Hey,
might be interesting. Yeah. Gentlemen, it's been very nice to meet you. I'm glad that you've enjoyed your trip to Silicon Valley.
It's been great.
Yeah, I hope you guys can come back. And if you, like Oscar was saying, if you all out there want to get in touch with these guys, it's @UrbanText on Twitter or info@UrbanText.com. And thank you very much. Thank you for watching the BizSpark show. And it's BizSpark.com. If you want your no-cost software and you want to bring something up from the roots to the, I don't know, skyscrapers or something, if you want to build a company. I know that's really corny, but anyway, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.